The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
So I want you to try this these new chews that I have, and they've been because I get the cramps at night because I'm dying.
I was wondering these are.
But these are turmeric curcumin chews. They're coming out of India.
What are they for?
They're just really good. Spices to have to kind of help relieve like cramps and muscle inflammation and stuff, and it's slightly toxic. Just slightly.
What is
curcumin? I think a little bit, but you'll be fine. It's just a small dose.
I like how you said that as I put it in my mouth.
But I guess you can take so much of it. It's kind of like a lot of things that we eat. You can take so much of it that it kills you. But that's pretty alarmist. I think they're pretty yummy.
It's like a Starburst with a little extra something in there.
That's the turmeric, I think.
Just some depth to it.
I'm sure the sugar is not super good for you, but like...
Yeah, it's definitely very sweet.
But it's very good for you.
Yeah, that was delicious. Fuck yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, that was good. Man, they make some crazy stuff out there.
We don't do enough, like... We don't do the tastings and stuff
anymore.
We don't
do the beverage tastings
anymore.
I even
have a beverage up there waiting.
You do, huh?
Well, I do. So maybe next time we'll have to do it. It's going to be a fucking winner too, that fucker.
Oh boy.
It's one that you don't worry about me trying to sneak it before we.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's a ringer. Get back to that.
It's a dead ringer.
I don't know if it'll be good or not, but it's strange.
You know what album I listened to today?
What?
Kid A.
That's a great fucking album.
That's a great fucking album.
I think that's almost the most important of the Radiohead albums.
I would say after listening to it today, I would agree.
Yeah, as far as like musically influential into other bands, that was the one that really kind of turned rock on its head, or maybe nailed the last nail into the coffin of arena rock and all of that sort of thing. Even though it's still kicking. You know,
sure.
It's kicking inside the coffin.
I mean, I would agree with that, but I guess as also to add that as far as their own career went, I think it was the most important album as far as the longevity of their career, like
right.
to follow up OK Computer with Kid A was the most important creative choice to be made, I think, and it was a statement, you know, like
it was a creative necessity for them.
Yeah.
If you watch like Meeting People Is Easy, that movie that they made during the tour of OK Computer, like they were going nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it was too much. They were not ever going to be Coldplay. You know, they just weren't going to turn into that. And that's what the society was pushing them toward.
Right.
And they had to do, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, they had to come out with that thing that was still fucking brilliant.
Oh, so good.
But, I mean, that has my favorite Radiohead song on it.
What?
Optimistic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah. That is what I would say is like the single off the album.
Yeah.
Not in
or
like a bad way.
Idiotech.
Idiotech.
Or single is a good one.
But yeah. Also, you know, the Everything in Its Right Place, How to Completely Disappear.
How to Disappear Completely.
Or How to Disappear Completely.
That's a book. You know, it's based off of that kitchen sink press that I think I've told you about before. That old printing thing that I used to collect those books, and I don't have any of them anymore. But that was one of them, is How to Disappear Completely. And that was a book about how to, like, get rid of all of your credit cards to, like, figure out a mail drop so you don't have to, like, so no one would know where you would live.
Oh,
how to
wow.
just totally live off the grid. And this was in the 90s, so it was a lot simpler at
sure.
that time.
Still possible.
And it was totally possible. But it was, like, a step-by-step way of just moving off of the grid.
Wow. That's cool.
And still staying in society.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Damn, I definitely want to check that out. Yeah. But yeah, that's just, I remember talking to you a while back, you know, several times about Kid A, and I don't know what spurred it, but I was like, oh, I got to listen to this today.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
It was awesome. It was just on my walk
over,
to and
just
from.
Just came over.
Yeah, it's my walk to and from school, because, Tom York released he did a soundtrack recently for a movie.
Okay.
Not Suburbia, but like
Suspiria.
That's
which
it.
Is a remake of a
right, the Italian guy.
Yeah, Argento.
Is that who it is? I don't know.
Yeah, Dargento is his name. Darius Dargento.
Okay.
And I guess they remade that. Yeah, and he did the soundtrack to that.
Yeah, and
I've not heard it.
It's lovely. I mean, it's very stripped down. It's just Tom York and a piano or a guitar. Mm-hmm. But he released some playthroughs, some live, you know, performance videos on YouTube. And I ran into that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I've been listening to their newest album, which that just keeps growing on me and growing on me. The Moon-Shaped Pool.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know?
Because they released that new single just recently.
Right.
It's an old song, but
yeah.
You know, oh my God, Radiohead fans.
Oh yeah!
Oh, if you look at the comments, that's when I quit Facebook.
Why were they bad?
Because I got on there, and like it was like, oh, Radiohead's released a new single. It's like just all happiness. I mean, Radiohead's released a new single. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Oh, and then it's a B-side.
And you just get on the comments, and it's just fucking everybody shitting on it and shitting on the fact that it wasn't really new, and they've been playing it live forever and. Just unbearable.
Fuck them. Fuck them all.
Like those should be
cares?
My people. Those should be my people.
No.
And they're just all a bunch of insufferable fucking pricks.
No, but you can't. I mean, we're going to have an episode about this, but, you know, with fans of any particular thing, it becomes something different, you know, mm-hmm. And you can't. Like, yes, there's plenty of Radiohead fans who you will get along with in real life, but when you're judging them on the internet, like...
I was just like, this is I'm swimming in garbage here.
Yeah.
I'm swimming in garbage.
That sucks.
And so I quit.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it is. It's been a health move.
Good. How long has it been?
10 days.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, rad.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I might still have it on my computer and everything.
Sure,
but like
you deleted
I don't,
it from your phone.
It's on my phone, and I don't check it for, you know, I think I've checked the idiots thing once or twice, but no, I don't do anything.
Yeah, I just have the
own.
Messenger on my phone.
Yeah.
Everyone, fucking delete your Facebook off your phone. Like, why do you have it on your phone?
Have you heard the new news that they're going to take Instagram, Facebook Messenger, and some other fucking travesty, and they're all going to put it together into one big super app?
No.
What I heard.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great. Consolidate all the
information. I don't even know what that's going to look like or what that's going to be like, but that just makes me want to... It's just like, we can't call it Facebook, but we're going to make it Facebook.
Well, it's Instagram just is... It's still Facebook. It's just an iteration, a moderation.
But it's not still Facebook. Facebook had a different platform and a different way to get yourself into incrimination and to reveal things about you that Instagram, just by the means of the way that it is delivered, is more limiting at this point still.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, Facebook really tried to get into every nook and cranny of who you are, what you liked, all of that sort of stuff. And Instagram can only go that far. You mean it's just can only go that far?
I don't know. I mean, I see what you're saying. I do. It is more limiting.
It's way less political. It's way less. It's just not comment. You don't look at the comments as much.
Exactly.
It's just
picture based.
Just the way you go through it is more just like visual, and it just tends to be more lighthearted and funny. Or I guess maybe it depends on who you follow.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen some heated Instagram comments and all sorts of stuff.
And I just don't think it lends itself towards reading the comments as much as Facebook does either.
That's very true. Well, hopefully we can add a little spot of brightness to the internet doomsday world out there.
Yeah, no, but we definitely read our Instagram comments.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're comments that are related to the episode that we're going to do tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Did I just take you totally off track?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm right on board.
I'm super excited to get started on our episode tonight, which we call Hit or... You're just totally dreaming over there.
I'm not dreaming. I'm just like, you're all off with your cue. You're all off with your vocal cue.
And we did it so perfect last time.
We did it perfectly last time on last episode of
Hit or Shit.
See, that's how you do it. You gotta swing up before, so I know.
I want it smoother than that.
Well, but then I just have to guess when you're gonna say it, and that's way harder. It's harder. It's easier when there's
maybe we should do
a signal, a hand signal. Because I saw you were giving me the eye, but I'm like, okay, when's he gonna say it though? Now I don't know. I was overthinking.
I was being all snaky. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm having a hard time over
no,
here.
No, you're fine.
Maybe you should take it over and kind of tell the folks what we're doing.
Okay. Well, today, on today's episode of Hit or Shit, which is the Idiots Discuss the Universe subsidiary topic music
franchise
episode branch type scenario, we talk about music because Craig and I are both big music nerds, and we listen to brand new stuff that has just hit the streets.
Brand new,
hot off the presses. And we decide whether or not we like it, whether or not it's a big old hit or if it's a piece of shit.
We just get all fickle on that fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we're in agreement. Other times we do not agree.
And sometimes we're just in a shitty mood and we just crap on something.
Yeah.
That we even come back later and say like, hey, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
I like it kinda.
You know,
I was just being a fucking prick.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta let it out.
You get what you get when you tune into the Idiots Discuss the Universe. That's our promise to you.
You get what you get.
Yep. Yep. Every time.
And you usually get what you paid for.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. And pretty soon you're going to get even less than you pay for.
Yeah. If you ever give us money.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Which hopefully you all will.
Yeah.
We're going to start asking soon. Yeah.
Like right now. Give me money. There
just
we go.
Money. Yeah. Just send
give me some money.
Money. Yeah. Send us some money.
Isn't that the Spinal Tap song from Spinal Tap? Give me some money. Dan.
Rock movies. That would be a great.
Oh, that is a great one.
That's a great one. Okay.
We've been coming up with all sorts of topics.
And we're
too.
Writing them down. We're responsible adults and
that's
we're writing
right.
it down.
That's right, we are.
And we're gonna do a song review, from what I understand.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
I think so.
Yeah, that is. I'm just kidding. I knew where we were at. Right now, we are going to listen to the new Bring Me the Horizon song.
Is that the song or the band?
That's the band. The band is called Bring Me the Horizon.
Bring
you ever heard of this
horizon,
band?
Horizon, no.
It's an interesting...
Should I have?
I mean, kinda, maybe. They're an interesting band. They're not... I would never say that they're in my, like, favorites by any means, but I certainly respect the shit out of them.
Give me a little preamble on it.
So they're from England.
Okay.
They started off as a 2008 MySpace like metalcore band.
Okay.
You know, there's like this whole wave of metalcore, which is for the uninitiated out there, a mixture of hardcore and metal. Okay, two very distinctly different things.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mix those two together.
We'll post the diagram on Instagram.
Right. And then death metal comes in and you get deathcore. So some would argue that early Bring Me the Horizon is deathcore. I don't know. I'll let you guys argue that one out yourselves.
And some would argue that it's all pretty much the same shit.
Right. But those people would be insane. Absolutely bonkers. And not to be trusted. Not to be trusted in any single way. So Bring Me the Horizon was some sort of metalcore, deathcore band. They started with the screamies and the breakdowns and the straightened hair. And they would have songs that are like... Right? Okay, so that was like a lot of their songs. Okay.
Okay.
But since then, they've made this transition into like adult contemporary, like... Coldplay meets Muse meets electronic. They've totally transitioned away from the hard metal thing.
They've decided that they'd like to like put a down payment on a house someday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They've got some mortgages maybe going already.
All right.
So I can
respect the hell out of that. So
sure.
Interesting. Okay, what's the name of the song?
So the name of the song that we're about to listen to is Mother Tongue.
Mother Tongue.
Mother Tongue, and it is on their newly released album, Ammo. That's one they just put out a few days ago, actually.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm excited to see where these guys take it, because I never really know with these dudes. And some of it I've really liked, and other stuff not so much.
Bring me the horizon. All right, let's fire it up. Coming, but I never really had much faith in the universe's magic. Oh, no. Till it pulled us to that time and place. And I'll never forget when the floodgates opened. We cried an ocean. It still has me choking. It's hard to explain. I know you know me. You don't have to show me.
Yeah.
I feel you lonely. No,
well, you know what, actually? Before we get back into this, I wanted to show you an early Bring Me the Horizon song.
I'd appreciate that. Yeah.
Really quick. I think you would appreciate this. Yeah.
Okay.
Now Craig has full frame of reference.
Wow. So what was the name of that? I'm going to put that other song on the episode too. So what was the name of that other song? Second song.
The name of this second song, which was from their first album in 2006 called Count Your Blessings, is called Tell Slater Not to Wash His Dick.
Okay.
Tell Slater Not to Wash His Dick. And
Slater with a T.
Yeah. And as you heard, they had a little more edge to them at that point.
I'll say,
you know, little more edge. So it's a very interesting transition.
I don't know that there's been a song on this series yet that I have moved back and forth more times while listening to the song than I did with that one. Because I kept considering it in different terms, and every time that I would write it off, it would kind of do something interesting.
Yeah.
But then it wouldn't be quite interesting enough that it wouldn't go back to being kind of crap again.
Yeah, that chorus.
Because there were some times that it was crap.
Yeah.
And really annoying.
Well, it just sounded like boardroom.
Chainsmokers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it sounded like Chainsmokers. Everything I didn't like about the Chainsmokers song was in this at points too.
It sounds like it was written by committee.
But every once in a while, there would be some shit that would be super interesting. There was like some orchestra hits and some different things in there that I wasn't expecting. And then the vocals would change, or there would be like some cool swirly stuff going on in the background that all of a sudden would like rise in the mix.
The drum performance was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I guess that, I want to give this a hit because I feel like it is something that I want to listen to again because I'm interested enough to kind of see what I think of it, because I still am kind of on the fence, but I'm like positively on the fence that I feel like there's at least like some quality there.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? It's been thought through and everything.
It's a quality pop song, basically.
And I really like the fucking deathcore or whatever song.
Yeah,
The deathcore song that they were doing in 2006. I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very derivative of everything else like that, but it's good.
But they were one of the early ones doing it.
And it's quite good.
Yeah.
And for them to make a switch like this is also quite interesting. How many albums have they had in between those two?
Let's see. So they've got 1, 2, 3, 4. So this will be their sixth album.
Sixth album.
Yeah, so there was about five.
That were in the previous style.
Well, four in between their first and this one.
And how many were in the previous style and how many are in this current style?
Well, so they've been making this kind of slow transition.
Oh, it's a slow transition.
Yeah, it hasn't been a cold twist, you know, because they got really big because they were one of the biggest bands of that whole MySpace deathcore scene, you know, which despite its niche-ness, I guess, it was a big underground explosion.
And it didn't take much at that time for a new music genre to really get some traction.
Right, totally.
Because those fan bases were coming together as larger populations in a way that they never had been able to before at that point.
So true, because the internet.
Right.
And so I would say they released that debut album and their second album were both in that style. And then I haven't been a huge fan of them the whole time. You know, I used to, when they were first around, I was like, bech, like not that into them because I didn't like all the, I don't know, metalcore and deathcore stuff. I was more, you know, I splitting hairs, metalhead kind of subgenre guy. But
can I just do?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. That's great, Craig. You could have just done it and not announced it.
Okay.
But now I understand that. Even more that you don't care. So that's nice for me to feel.
No. It's just interesting. And you're not like that now. I don't feel like you're that now.
I'm not. I was explaining why I don't know.
We would have butt horns in those days, I think. If 21-year-old Spencer would have got a job at the dispensary, it would have been probably more of that.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, I was still like a...
open-minded.
Yeah, like an amicable person. Like, I wasn't looking necessarily to...
But I would have picked you apart until we got into it about that.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, would have been fun for you, maybe. So, Bring Me the Horizon made a slow sort of transition into, like, this modern-day sort of pop rock act that they are now, you know? And they got really popular from their initial... deathcore outing, and it was clear that they wanted to go and be more than that, you know, which I respect.
It's actually absolutely legitimate to switch gears and do different music.
100%, you know, you can't do the same shit forever.
I mean, Post Malone used to write country songs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think the transition has been quite elegant, as the two genres being so different.
Well, they're very good in both of those genres.
Yeah. So they're just really talented musicians. So I respect them. Like I said before, no matter what, even if what they produce isn't my favorite thing. Like some parts of this song, I got to say, got too bubblegum pop for me.
Were they studio guys? Studio musician guys?
No, but they played deathcore, which is a fairly technical kind of music. So I think they've
just seems like this is the kind of stuff that people that are pretty calculated as far as like what's going to make me money and what is going to do this thing that I want to get to professionally. And the type of music is a little bit less important than the end goal. You know, they're end goal people that... like maybe got...
I see what you're saying.
Maybe that's what happens when popularity hits you like that early in like that MySpace thing where you're not expecting and it comes and you're just like, oh, well, this is not... That came too easy and now I'm not happy with that. So I want to do this other thing that is more to what I've matured into sort of thing where anybody would kill to have the first thing happen to
them. Right. That's an interesting...
And it's an odd position. I can see how you could do that.
Right.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like if the Odious in your senior year would have sold 1 million copies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden you're deciding like, you know, because at that point you would be like, instead of going to school and doing all the things that you've done, like it would be Odious like 365 every day. And then like 5 years later, you're like, I want to play flamenco guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fuck this. I want to play flamenco guitar and I want to never, you know, come back to America ever. And I just want to like... or South America.
Sure.
You know, and that would be a valid thing that you could do.
Or I maybe would have wanted to make the Odious into an EDM rock band.
Or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to unplug and we're going to, or whatever we're going to do. We're going to unplug and turn them all into country songs. You know, whatever it is. But it would be a valid thing and you can kind of understand how you could get there.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it from that perspective, which is like more the being an end goal person wanting to be, I guess, just successful and famous and not really caring what the music is about necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I also think that you could make this kind of transition in an artistically fulfilling way if this is really what you're into doing, mm-hmm. you know, while with it not necessarily just being a cash grab. And that's one thing that I've always kind of given Bring Me the Horizon the benefit of the doubt. A lot of people are like, oh, sellouts, you know, so many of their fans don't like, you know, they lost a ton of fans, gained more new ones, you
yeah,
know,
but that's kind of risking it all. You're being risky. You're not selling out when you change something that's already successful for something that you don't know what is going, how that's going to be received.
I completely
agree.
For
sure it's going to piss some of the people off.
And you're just like, hopefully it doesn't piss them all off, and maybe some other people will like it too.
Because that of all fan bases, those, as you were hinting at, you know, you were nitpicking about the various subgenres of the subgenre that you're worried about. And these guys are trying to turn into Muse.
Right.
Which is not even a subgenre in the subgenre of the subgenre. That's way over in fucking Shitville, way deep in where every fucking hate that shit. You know, a lot of those
right,
guys
according
do.
to metal fans, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a certain core of metal fans that are just like, Muse is horrible, and I want to punch everybody in the mouth that likes them.
No, Muse had metal cred. Muse had cred until their last,
really?
Like, three albums, yeah.
Huh.
Three or four albums, because they were clearly proficient at their instruments. That's what metalheads are all. That's what they're, where the elitism comes from, you know, is because it's like, you got to practice a shit ton. And they're all like, you don't
know. But there's
know
a
how
still,
much.
There's always a core group. At least there used to be when you knew a bunch of them. There's always a core group in metal.
Oh, yeah.
Just like,
that would be
fuck
like,
them.
Fuck all that.
Fuck
yeah,
them.
For sure.
Even if they're good at their instruments. Like, there were metal dudes I knew that would be like, fuck Pink Floyd. They're
right.
Not fucking heavy
yeah, but
enough.
That's just your typical like metal edge lord, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And that has in a huge way gone out of metal.
But the original version of this band would have attracted that type, and that track is going to be vocal, and they're going to hate whatever you do that's not that.
Very true.
And they knew that when they switched it up, and they were already popular, and I admire that to some degree.
Totally. Me too. But like I said, it was a smoother transition. It wasn't just like from one to the other, bang, like that. They started adding more synths, more clean vocals.
Yeah, it makes me want to kind of go sample through the whole catalog.
You should check them out. They're a really cool band, and they're from England. They're repping the UK, you know?
So what do you think about it as someone that's kind of followed it and known like the kind of the transition thing? Like, what do you think of this song?
I've definitely heard other newer Bring Me the Horizon songs that I like more.
Mm-hmm.
And having heard those songs, this one left me like really underwhelmed. There were parts that made me cringe, like that whoa part in the end with that millennial whoa thing that they did. Disappointed me. The chorus, even though it was very catchy, just it was too syrupy, was like too like something with like the production and everything. Boy band status, like devoid of any rawness or edge, you know. And but I thought the song itself was solidly written for sure. It just seemed like they got like Max Martin, who wrote all the Britney Spears music, it seemed like they got him to write a song for them, which I wouldn't knock them for if that was the case. Like, you know, he's an incredible musician, songwriter person. It would be an honor to work with him in any capacity.
Sure.
But it's also, it just sounds, I don't know, it just doesn't sound, it was lacking some of the originality that I think that they've brought to other stuff. And it honestly left me kind of underwhelmed. Like, they have a song from this album, another single that I heard, that
you quite enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It features Grimes, you know, the artist Grimes. She's a pop electronic artist.
All right, okay.
She's the one who's dating Elon Musk. Fuck.
That.
What?
But,
yeah,
I
know.
Don't know about that. I don't know about that. But yeah, I know. I've heard of her.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people heard of her from the Elon Musk thing.
I think my sister put her on maybe a mix that she's made for me.
She's
recently.
Good. Okay. She's definitely cool. Arty pop, EDM.
Okay.
Electronic stuff.
Okay.
So she was featured on one of their tracks, and it was really cool, and like this 5-minute excursion into all sorts of cool territory.
Okay.
So I'm still excited to hear the album, but Yeah, like I said, it's I have all the respect for these dudes.
He's got the crease though between like in his, yeah. his forehead, like well, when I'm, he's saying respect. So there's something.
No, you're misreading it's, that. I'm trying to focus on what I'm saying because I don't want to like misspeak about how I feel because it confuses me. I'm conflicted in a way. Like mm-hmm. I don't like all the music, mm-hmm. but I respect them a lot for what they've done, for what they're doing. For the trajectory.
Like you want to give the song a higher rating than what you want to give the song yeah. because of the other catalog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't even like all that other stuff that much. Like even the deathcore stuff was not my favorite thing mm-hmm. around that time when it was coming out. So I would give this a solid or. This was a very or for me. There were some really cool parts. It's not a bad song at all. There's some highlights, but then there's just some things that made me cringe that I won't be listening to this song in like a serious capacity ever again. You know what I mean? Like I might listen to it to show it some other people like God, like listen to this part.
Is this a single? Can I ask you that?
It's one of the singles. Yeah. Mm. They released like four of them.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the most like, single pop charts
I think I'm
hit.
Gonna give it a tentative hit
yeah
because
sure.
I feel for like what it's trying to do it does it well because normally I despise this style of arena rock mm-hmm. this thing that's going on here this you know it's like the operatic right. Queen meets
like Katy Perry. This has got some just yeah. straight pop vibes
yeah,
to it.
Absolutely. You know? And normally I hate that and I don't completely hate this.
Sure.
And I feel like that is a total genre of music that maybe this would be a thing that would turn the key that would make that more listenable and enjoyable. Mm. And sometimes there are bands that can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give
That's
it a
cool.
tentative hit. If I listen to more, I'll either know or I won't know.
Cool.
You know, yeah. It could turn into something that I really don't like as
sure.
well.
They've got a lot
it
of different stuff. I'm very interested.
It could
to
really
hear.
Slide to shit with more listening.
I'm very interested to hear what yeah. you think about this stuff.
But I am. I'm going to put on my to-do and give that a little listen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, right on. I'm actually glad these past two we haven't agreed. I'm yeah. almost more excited when we don't agree. I'm just like, yeah.
And it doesn't happen really very often.
It doesn't. Usually but, we're on the and yeah. and very even very rarely is one of us like shit and the other one's like hit.
And
usually
we haven't
it's like
really super disagreed on these ones either, but I think
no.
that we've just kind of come in. They've been interesting choices as songs too, you
yeah.
know. So yeah, but it's yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, if you're out there, you're listening along, you've listened this far, thank you so much. And you can go hear this song and let us know what you think about it. If you go to Spotify and you search Idiots Discuss the Universe, there's a Hit or Shit playlist.
And it's the 2019 playlist of Hit or Shit. There's another
yes.
one for 2018. I guess I should mention that. There are two
yeah.
Hit or Shit playlists. So yeah. if it's not on the one that you click on, there's another one that's just right next to it that you can click on that one.
Exactly. And that's where we compile all the songs that we rate on this series. So you can go listen to them. You can let us know what you think. You know, you can let us know if there's anything we missed or are overlooking or just plain wrong about.
And to do that, you can get on our Instagram. And that's a great thing to follow because
yep.
we're always up to some hijinks and some tomfoolery.
Oh, yeah. Posting silly
and
shit.
Just general horse shit on that thing.
Uh-huh.
And we always respond to all the messages there. And we also have a Gmail, and what's the address of the Gmail?
idtu.podcast@gmail.com, all lowercase.
There you go.
Yeah, hit
there
us up
go.
There if you've got anything to say. If a particular opinion, you know, got you all hot and bothered over there, just send us an email and spill your guts out. We'll read it. We might even read it on air. You never know.
And we're going to be gearing up again on some guests and some stuff in our series, too.
That's right.
So, like, if you've got an interesting story or something that you're working on or something you're wanting to promote or even just want to do, like, a 30-second spot here on The Idiots to kind of just get our listeners in the know on what you're working on,
mm-hmm.
Just give us a little email and we'll figure something out because we're all about helping everybody out. and
that's right.
doing that big old rainbow connection or whatever the hell it is.
That's right. Yeah. And 2019 has some pretty awesome shit in store for the IDTU universe.
Yeah. We're super positive. We're moving in a really good direction, and we want to try to drag as many of you bastards along with us as possible.
That's right.
So, like, shoot us a line.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And at that,
we bid you a fond evening.
A fond farewell. Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.